So a bit of flash flooding here, obviously due to the pretty sharp, heavy downpours of rain we've been having, I guess.
Yeah, I think that was exactly the cause. There's also a little bit of blockage on the drains just due to leaves and general debris, and that's just really caused this localised area of flooding. There's been a couple of properties affected, but the major part is this area of St Austell Street.
And what are you doing at the moment to try and deal with the situation?
Well, we're doing two things. We're physically pumping out, using two appliances, pumping out into the local river to try and assist the drains, but also trying to clear the drains as well at the same time. So we're kind of a two-pronged attack, if you like.
Now, obviously, this has happened in Truro. You're quite well placed to deal with it. Are you expecting more flooding across Cornwall?
I think with the general forecast, it may well be quite sporadic, but as ever, we're prepared to try and respond as and where required.
Now, it was quite a big flood here on St Austell Road, just off the main roundabout in Truro. At one point, it looked as big as maybe 80 by 40 metres, but that's gone down significantly now. And you're actually pumping the water out of the road, aren't you?
That's right, yes. I think it'll be another couple of minutes and the road will be open, it'll be passable. I think we've got enough resources here to deal with it. We've got firefighters in dry suits as well. They were kind of prepared at the early stages when we were looking at kind of 3 to 4 feet in depth then. But as it is now, as you can see, it's only about 3 to 4 inches. So hopefully we'll be done in a short time.
Brilliant. And just your name again, in title?
It's Mike Tremellin, station manager.
Brilliant. Mike, thanks very much.